This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand, triggered by a cloud burst in the upper catchment area of the Kheer Ganga River, caused large-scale destruction in Dharari village in Uttarkashi district today. Following the cloud burst, the Kheer Ganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. According to the District Emergency Operations Centre, heavy debris in the Dharali market area has severely damaged buildings, hotels and shops. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary reports, at least four people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on war footing with the help of the Army, SDRF, NDRF, District Administration and other concerned teams. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed condolences to the families affected in the tragic cloudburst incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister on the incident and took stock of the situation. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that teams from the District Administration, Indian Army, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in relief and rescue work in the affected areas. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life in several parts of the state. Rain-related incidents have so far claimed 194 lives, while 36 people are still reported missing. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh during next 3 days. Similar weather conditions have been forecast for Tamil Nadu and Kerala during next 5 days, with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala till tomorrow. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were stalled following uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including demand for discussion on special intensive revision exercise of electoral roll conducted in Bihar. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed an adjournment before finally being adjourned for the day. Amid din, Lok Sabha passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024. The Parliament has given its nod to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months, with effect from the 13th of this month. The Rajya Sabha today adopted the statutory resolution with voice vote. The Lok Sabha had already given its approval to the statutory resolution regarding the extension of President's rule in Manipur last week. The Defence Acquisition Council, under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, today approved various proposals amounting 67,000 crore rupees. Procurement of these equipment from the Army, Air Force and the Navy will enhance the capabilities of the three services. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said India and Philippines adopted the 5-year plan of action for the period of 2025-29 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है।
Mr. Modi asserted that the two countries remain committed to peace, security, prosperity and a rules-based order in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking on the occasion, Philippines President said both India and Philippines have agreed to level up collaborations in defense and security. Russia has rejected recent U.S. remarks against India over its oil imports, asserting that sovereign nations have a right to choose their trading partners independently. And that is the end of this news bulletin.